welcome to this hour of America Tonight. Oh, we have a suspicious letter to talk about. We have investigations. That would be IRS. Also, John McCain with a big apology because of a photo he took with some Syrian rebels. And a new poll that says Americans say the IRS is the most important controversy. Isn't that interesting? We did that here on America Tonight, don't you remember? We ranked the controversies 3 weeks ago. And I said we had the IRS, we had the AP, and we, of course, still have the leftover Benghazi. There's the sexual assault problems and harassment problems in the military, which I think is sad, coming from a family where lots of people served, and many of you who have called me who have sacrificed. But I said the number one controversy was the AP, because you have to have a free press. I mean, you really, as much as some of you hate a lot of the stuff that you read in the press and you think they're like lemmings, you know, that you read in media, trust me, you do not want that. So, Kate D here to rock your world, or maybe you'll rock mine. Right of right, left of left. It's all good, my friends. Just share. Share your opinions. This is your chance to be heard for sure. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Our leadoff woman is Emma. And one of my favorite places, too, Bradenton, Florida. Hey, Emma, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, Emma. You got to just turn your radio down for a second. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's on your mind?
I was calling the 80 radio station 86, Free Talk.
Oh, you got on the wrong show, Emma.
Oops.
But you know, that's okay. That's okay. I'm friends with the Free Talk dudes, so they were there. They're on before I am, so that's all good. And they talk about liberty, and they talk about some of the same things that we talk about here on America Tonight. In fact, I know that they were talking about all of this nonsense coming out of Washington, particularly when it comes to the latest thing with Eric Holder, who decided that he needed to cozy up to the media, which is what I think. He decided to have an off the record meeting with a bunch of journalists, inviting them to have the conversation about leaks and gathering information, all that kind of stuff, which is a bunch of nonsense, because here's the deal. We have a free press. We have the First Amendment. So there's no reason to have a meeting that's not on the record with journalists. Some of them said no, as you can imagine. Fox said no. AP, who got skewered, they said no, and that makes sense to me. And then others said yes, like the Wall Street Journal and a few other of the big papers, because, excuse me, I want to start to this show sneezing and wrong phone calls, but he did want to have that meeting. So initially there was a discussion, and they came in the front door of the White House, and what becomes of that, who knows? Because how do you have a discussion when you can't report on it? It doesn't make any sense to me that if you're a member of the what he calls professional media, and he wants to have an off-the-record deal to just discuss leaks and some direction, I don't see why you would do that, because there's no direction that the government can hand you. Who wants direction from the government on your sources and on what you can report? That makes no sense. We have a free media. It's not state-run media. So, of course, the AP said they weren't going to do it because they wanted to be able to talk about it. They said they had some thoughts on it. Holder agreed to conduct a review of the Department of Justice guidelines. That's the thing he wanted to say. Listen, we did the right thing. Look, over the investigations that involve journalists. So he set up these meetings for that reason, for Thursday and Friday, and he had immediate resistance, and I don't think they expected it. They thought everybody would say, great, I get to go to the White House and have this meeting and be part of this whole thing, but they got a bunch of no's. The AP said, we'll offer our own views. We'll do an op-ed piece. We'll put it out there. There's no reason why. The New York Times executive editor, Jill Abramson, said, she released a statement and said, it isn't appropriate for us to attend an off-the-record meeting with the Attorney General. Our Washington Bureau is aggressively covering the department's handling of leak investigations at this time, which is what I would think. Okay, so why are you going to investigate it if you are investigating what they did? It doesn't make any sense, because then that's the way to soften the blow. Doesn't look like very many decided to do it. Politico was involved in it. They said that they would attend it, but they're going to press for the meeting to be held on the record. Very doubtful that's going to happen. He's going to, Holder said he's going to engage with other news media organizations, print, wire services, radio, TV, all that kind of stuff, to talk about policies and whatever. Here's what's happening. He's being skewered even by the Huffington Post for what's happened here. And I think they're just trying to soft pedal this thing, and it does not work. I mean, meeting with the dealings with the press, it contradicts everything. And he contradicted already his testimony at a hearing 2 weeks ago. They're talking about a potential prosecution for perjury, which I don't know that they'll get that, but it's worth exploring and trying to flush it out, because what he said and the other stuff just absolutely does not mesh. They cannot go through emails. The White House is saying that it appears that Holder testified truthfully, and he said, you know, the White House is saying that Obama absolutely has confidence in the Attorney General, and they're not going to make any kind of a change whatsoever. They're 100% behind him, so don't look for any kind of a big change there. Let's put it that way anyway, right? So there you go. Other things we're going to talk about this hour include a conversation with Ben Fuchs. Ben, if you go to Pharmacist Ben, you can check out his website. I really respect Ben. And the reason why is he was a journalist. He went to school and got a bachelor's in journalism, then decided, forget this, I'm not paying these dues the rest of my life to stay in this profession. He really had a thing for learning about being a pharmacist and learning about drugs and cures. And now he talks so much about how our lives are run by the pharmaceutical companies, how we're putting so much crud in our body that that's part of the problem. And specifically what we're going to talk about with Ben is something that really shook up a lot of people, highly controversial. It's the genetic testing that's being done as far as cancer is concerned, and Angelina Jolie having the double mastectomy because of her mother dying of cancer, her aunt dying of cancer, and he says that it's unnecessary, and he would hate to see other people, other women, following in her footsteps doing the same thing when there's other things that could be done, and he doesn't believe in that kind of testing anyway. He says that there are things that we aren't doing, like eating the right kinds of food that aren't so processed, that would make a huge difference, and just a couple of minutes of exercise too. So anyway, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. For now, though, odds and ends on the flip side.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we mix things up. That's why we call it odds and ends, because there are some really wild things, folks, happening around this country that I think you should know. So we like to peel it back and let you look at some of the stuff you might not have heard. We all know about the big things, the things that we always hit hard that make us furious, things that are happening out of Washington. That's a good thing. We should hold their feet to the fire. The second we get lazy and don't, is the second we really get into trouble. And nobody believes this, but it is the truth. As somebody who's covered Washington and been there so many times, the bottom line is the more you press for an issue, all it takes is 25 callers, 50 emails, really hitting up your congressperson, senator, whatever, whoever's closest to you politically, hit them up, and something happens. It's happened certainly many times in our past. A great example, an easy one to give you, is this happened a while ago, about 7-8 years ago. You remember there was a Saudi group that was going to buy up some of our ports, one in New York and the huge port in Los Angeles. Do you know how big that Los Angeles port is? If you ever fly into LAX, depending on where the plane goes, you can see it. It's incredible how big it is and how many things could come in through that area. Same thing in New York, but Los Angeles is probably the biggest. And when nobody knew that a Saudi group was going to buy it, and because there was massive sensitivity to it, boom, enough people complained, the word got out, and that was it. It was killed. The Saudi that was going to buy it backed off and said, ooh, I don't need that kind of publicity. I don't want it. And the reason was is because people found out. They stood up and said, we don't need any foreign influence in our ports, especially when you think of terrorism and the things that could come in through there. No, thank you. We don't want that. So it is great that you're diligent, and this audience is that way. We get a ton of email. In fact, my inbox is always just blown out. I really mean it. It pegs in the red. You move the needle each and every single time. And speaking of that, we're going to hit the mail at the tail end of this show after we talk with Ben Fuchs. M. Emma decided she wants to call back and chat with us anyway. So we're going to let Emma back on since I said I liked Bradenton, which I do. Hey, Emma, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What do you want to jaw about? What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I was kind of like listening to this new station for the first time in Bradenton. I'm up late today because I couldn't sleep. And it was called 855-453. And
right.
Then I get you on the phone. First, they tell me, okay, you know, they'll take my call. Okay, so I guess I could still talk anyway, right?
Because you're on the air. You are on the air, baby. You are live and nationwide, courtesy of Nathan.
Right.
Courtesy of Nathan. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about perhaps you might know this guy that supposedly killed all these people in Pakistan or Afghanistan. He's supposed to be, not get the penalty of the death.
You're talking about the soldier who has PTSD, who has post traumatic stress syndrome.
Exactly.
Which he definitely does. He definitely was diagnosed that he had a head injury. And yes,
I listened to this 453 and I had to call him because they were saying, oh, they should send the guy over there and let them kill him and they should give him the death penalty. And I'm like, what kind of people are you? He's ours. Don't you get it? I mean, like, he's our military, you know? He's definitely got PTSD in me. And like, I can't believe people that they would just want to, like, just have him beheaded if they could, you know, just to appease all those families. Well, I'm sorry, you know? Stuff happens. This is war, you know?
Well, here's what the problem is. Somebody dropped the ball in the military because he should not have been redeployed, and that was the first mistake. He should have been redeployed. Yes. They kept doing it. So then he gets charged with killing the 16 villagers. The problem is he pled guilty, and he's a U.S. Army staff sergeant, so then he gets charged with that. And the sad thing is we can't have that.
They want him dead. Yeah, they want him to die or they're going to make a lot of trouble, which,
right.
And you know what? I hope to God they don't do that to him, you know, because it's a threat. And I am so sick and tired of those people threatening us, you know, like all the things they do. And like, you know, we're supposed to just like not even look at it. I'm sorry, but that's one of our guys. No, he has PTSD. He really has it really bad. He might be out in 20 years with a lot of psychiatric help, but like they need to just like back off of him.
All right, Emma, it's interesting. We've talked about that a bunch here on America Tonight, and you just blew open this conversation again for us, so we'll talk about it. Emma says you shouldn't kill him. It's not right. And the soldier we're talking about, of course, is Robert Bales. We talked to Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, about this when it first happened, in the middle of it, and when he ultimately reached the plea deal. Remember, that was last year when all of this happened, the two rampages. So he reaches a plea deal. He avoids the death penalty. He's a decorated veteran. He did four combat tours, as Emma said, in Iraq and Afghanistan. He just flat-out killed women and children. Innocence. There's no doubt about that. They were in their family compounds in Kandahar, and he went there, killed them, then came back to the base, and it was shocking. They were shocked, I'm sure, and just in a panic when they realized what happened. So the idea is he'd plead guilty to premeditated murder charges, and when they'd go before a military jury for sentencing to determine whether a life sentence for his crime would include the possibility of parole. So there's going to be a jury for the sentencing phase of this in August. They had originally sought the death penalty, as Emma was talking about. That must have been a previous conversation. They knew he was by himself. It was premeditated. He had a pistol, a rifle, a grenade launcher. He left the base twice in the night. He returned in the middle of his rampage. He told another soldier, I just shot up some people. It was terrible. It's the worst case of civilian slaughter, bar none, blamed on a rogue soldier since the Vietnam War, and it really strained our relationship with Afghanistan. Of course it did. We've been there for over a decade. But there's no question he had post-traumatic stress disorder. We're not even coming up with an excuse and, oh, maybe he did. No, no, no. It is definitely that he had and has PTSD and a brain injury even before his deployment to Afghanistan. So that's the problem. They had no business sending him there again. We need bodies so badly in a voluntary military that we do that, that we send somebody like that over there when it's just a proven fact, and especially with that brain injury. Wow. Terrible. So it is worth asking. We've done it before. Should he get the death penalty? Would that satisfy Afghanistan, the nation of Afghanistan, who's furious over this? Well, here's the thing. If they take his life, it's not going to do anything to the outcome of this war. It's not going to do anything to it, because sadly, I think that Afghanistan will slide back into a little bit of what it was before. I mean, the sad thing is, the sad thing about this is it's the worst case of one of the worst cases of violence by an American soldier, and it shouldn't have happened. But you cannot put the genie back in the bottle. There is no way. There's definitely the physical evidence is there. He verbalized it, all of that stuff. They have him. I mean, they had him. That's a definite. He says it. But he's, you know, from the defense standpoint, the objective is avoid death, avoid death, avoid death. So if he gets life without parole, they'll take that. They'll take it with these extenuating circumstances, but they didn't want death. So he does the deal to avoid execution. That's the whole idea. I want to avoid execution. And some people think that he should be, that the people should be able to just line him up and take shots at him for a horrific thing that happened. But I don't think that does anything to quell what happened, and it doesn't help those families in any way. I don't think he should get parole. He's got to have at least life. But even though I'm a proponent of the death penalty, in this case I would say no. Somebody really screwed up in the military by sending him over again and again and again and again. All right, Ben Fuchs coming up. Round the bend.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's always so interesting to have our pal pharmacist Ben on the show because we learn great nuggets of information, and a lot of you are starting to send me emails, so it is resonating for sure. This is the time to get healthy, as Ben tells us, and he's, like I said, given us some really great tips with power foods, other things you can do, take a day to fast, drink more water, all this kind of good stuff. And this time around, we thought it'd be interesting to talk about what's been in the news lately with breast cancer especially, but cancer and genetic testing. Angelina Jolie makes huge headlines when she supposedly decides to do a double mastectomy because her mother died a horrific death of cancer, and she had an 87% chance after they did the testing of getting it herself. She said she wanted to be alive for her kids, so she took drastic measures. Ben, first of all, hello.
Hello, Katie Delaney. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. This was a big story, and you know a lot about this, about pharmaceuticals and testing and genetic testing. What was your reaction to that?
This poor woman, and this poor misguided woman, hacking off her breast. Look, the breasts are not just some appendage that's there to look pretty and turn people on. The breasts are part of your endocrine system. They're part of your hormone system, and to lop these things off like they're no more than a couple of pieces of meat is to play with fire in terms of the rest of your life, the rest of your life in terms of your endocrinology, in terms of your hormones. She's going to be taking hormone replacements for the rest of her life. She's going to be taking anti-estrogen drugs probably for the rest of her life. And why? Because she had, a couple of genetic markers. Now, it's very, 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 very important to keep in mind that she does not have an 87% chance of getting cancer. She has an 87% increased risk. It's not the same thing as getting cancer. She has a higher risk of getting cancer. But that's not to say that she's going to get cancer. It's to say her risks are higher. But the question becomes, what is it about genetics? What is the thing about genetics? Is genetics some kind of magic biological code that determines how our body is? This is what we're led to believe. The genetic model, which is has reached the heights of dogma. In fact, it's called the central dogma. That's the name of the genetic model. And you know what a dogma is by definition, by the way? A dogma is the literal definition of a dogma is a premise that's accepted on belief, not evidence.
Yeah.
And the idea that the genetics, that our genetics controls our body or determines our body is called a dogma by scientists themselves. In fact, it's called the central dogma, that your genetics controls your body. And this is a premise, a article that's taken on faith and belief, not evidence. The fact of the matter is that while genetics are involved in how our body is produced, they are not the final determinant of what is going to get produced. Genetics turn on and off like a Christmas tree light. They blink. They turn on and off based on the environment, based on our thoughts, based on the type of chemistry that's going on in the cell, based on the health of the cell, based on our nutritional status. All of these factors that transcend genetics as a determinant of what's going to be what the body's going to produce are called epigenetic. And epigenetics is the science of what controls the genes. Epi means transcendent to or above, superior to. And epigenetics is a tried and true science. It's not some kind of Boulder, Colorado, airy-fairy nonsense. It's real hardcore science, and it's based on the idea that our genetics is no more than a blueprint that can be overridden and is overridden by something as simple as a nutritional deficiency or eating the wrong kind of food. Now, what does this all tell us? It tells us that to have parts of your body hacked off in a major, and I mean a major surgical procedure, which is what a double mastectomy is. This is a major, big-time surgery. To have parts of your body hacked off and to subject your body to a major stress and a major trauma, like a double mastectomy, simply because you have an increased risk of getting cancer without trying to come up with alternatives to minimize that risk, is not only manipulative and twisted and perverted by the medical model, but it's absolute lunacy for a patient to subject themselves to this before they began before they start working on controlling the kind of foods they eat and the kind of nutrition they're putting into their body, as well as thoughts and emotions and even spirituality, which all have a role to play in whether genes will turn on and turn off.
Wow, it's interesting because she could easily afford to have people help her with that.
Easily.
I mean, I'm sure they have. They have
Well, you know, she smokes. Smoking is a big risk factor what they call the BRCA gene suppression or the gene mutation. Smoking is a huge risk factor for it, and so is drinking alcohol. She's a big-time alcohol drinker, and she's a big-time smoker. So to have, to go say, well, just cut these things off because I'm afraid of getting cancer, but you still smoke, come on. I mean, this is absurd. Now, this poor woman, I don't fault her for it because she didn't know. There's nobody to really fault. It's the model. It's medical model. And by the way, there's a lot of incentives to do surgery. There's a lot of incentives to get people to participate in this surgical pharmaco-medical model.
Mm.
There's not a lot of incentives to tell people to eat correct food. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken sponsors the Race for the Cure. You know, I'm not kidding you. They sponsor it. They're fried chicken. They're cancer sticks, whatever you want to call their chicken drumsticks, cancer drumsticks. They sponsor the Race for the Cure. What if, by the way, Kate, you're a woman. You tell me, please explain this to me. What the heck is Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Like, you're not aware of breast cancer? Is there a woman on the planet that's, oh, well, I heard about it. There's a breast cancer? What's that? Thank you for making me aware of that. Well, what it is it puts this breast cancer fear into people's mindsets. It puts this breast cancer fear into their consciousness.
Yeah.
That doesn't serve anybody. Women know that they can get breast cancer. Men know they don't need somebody to remind them of it with pink baseball bats and pink football helmets and pink ribbons and pink buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is manipulative, and it's not fair. People, if you want to take care of cancer, if you want to prevent yourself from getting cancer, number one, begin to understand the mechanism. And the mechanism of cancer is, people tell you, oh, you don't know what causes cancer. Horse crap. Just Google Dr. Otto Warburg. Warburg, W-A-R-B-U-R-G, one of the greatest biochemists who ever lived, and he did tremendous, well-researched experiments on how cells become cancerous, and cells become cancerous when they lose the ability to process energy. They become energy-starved. A cancer cell grows out of control as a survival mechanism because it has been starved of oxygen for so long. And as I've said many times on this program and other programs, all disease is caused by a breakdown of a cell, including cancer. At the cell level, a cell becomes starved, suffocated of oxygen, and in combination with toxicity in the body, in combination with nutritional deficiencies, this oxygen starvation initiates an out-of-control growth. And a cancer cell is a cell that has been suffocated and is now learning to run on survival energy. And this survival energy mandates that it grows and divides very rapidly. So the fastest way to keep yourself from getting cancer is to keep things moving in your body and to prevent stagnation of fluids, because this is what causes the ultimate suffocation of a cell, the stagnation of fluids throughout the system. And stagnation of fluids is caused by, number one, the wrong kinds of foods, number two, nutritional deficiencies, number three, problems with breathing and problems with oxygenation that occur over time, and number four, lack of movement of the body, lack of exercise, lack of walking, sedentary lifestyle. You know how they always say how our ancestors used to eat all kinds of crappy food? You know,
yeah.
My grandfather, he smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Sure.
And right? But you know what your grandfather's doing? He was chopping wood.
Yes.
And he was farming. And he was walking. And he was doing physical labor. He was moving his lymphatic system. He was moving his circulatory system. Tissue wasn't, fluid wasn't stagnating, and tissue wasn't becoming sluggish with fluid. And it's the same thing throughout time. You know, 100 years ago, when you had to go to the store, you walked to the store. When you go to the next town 100 years ago, you walked to the next town. You were lucky if you had a horse. You know, 200 years ago, you didn't even have a horse. You were walking everywhere 300, 400 years ago. Today, we have these sedentary lifestyles. We eat pro-inflammatory food all day long. Insulin, by the way, which is the hormone that's responsible in many ways for cancer, is so elevated in people today that almost everybody is dealing with insulin resistance once they reach the age of 35 or 40. There's so many it sounds like there's all these things going wrong, but the way it looks to me, when I look at it, I see all these potential places we can work. There's all these great avenues that we can mine, or all these great routes that we can take for our health. Yeah, it looks like everything's going out of control. We got nutritional deficiencies, got all this crappy food, and we got air pollution, and we're not exercising, sedentary lifestyle, stress in our lives. But these are all places that we can work to get better. You don't have to have your breast hacked off, people. You don't have to take prescription drugs, people. You don't have to deal with Obamacare and deal with insurance companies and wait in line at the pharmacy and fill all kinds of forms at the doctor's office. Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Use salt water. Make sure you're breathing. Drink more water. Make sure you're exercising, even if it's only for 2 friggin' minutes a day. Have you and I talked about exercise yet? You know, you only need 2 minutes a day, Katie.
That's it.
2 minutes is all you need. Everybody has 2 minutes a day, and even if you're grossly overweight, you could still do 2 minutes of exercise and begin this movement process of fluids to help prevent yourself from getting diseases. And please do not lop off your appendages for no good reason. And I'm not just talking about your breast. Same thing. Doctors
else,
love doing it to the gallbladder. They do it to the prostate. They do it to the thyroid. They do it everywhere, and it's just flat out not fair.
All right, next time you gave us a perfect thing. More roots that you can take for your health, Ben. You're terrific.
Thank
Pharmacist
you so much.
Ben, check out his website. It's awesome. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Pick it up. AmericaTonight.net. It's awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Katie.
You too. Good stuff.
Right. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Get past the beat, forget past the hit, man.
KD hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. We're going to hit it hard. But before we do that and go there, we're going to go out to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
More rain, rain, rain.
Rain, rain, rain?
More. Yeah.
I know. What's up with the rain? How many days in a row? In Chicago, I know it's all over Illinois, like 20-some days?
3-4 days in a row. Half a day. And
crazy.
Yeah. But I've seen on that nitwit Don McCain, I think he's losing mind. What's he doing over Syria, trying to just drag in the war over there?
No kidding. It's like he met with drug dealers over the border. It was crazy. And they looked like, you know, Manny Moe and Jack, a different version of them, Syrian style, with bullets over the one guy's chest. It was crazy. What are you doing? What are you doing, McCain? I don't get it.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, exactly. You got to remember, too. What do we know about the rebels? Some of them have ties to Hezbollah. Some of them have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which, you know, that can be a negative because Islamic extremism tied to both of those groups. So I thought he is so hard-pressed about Syria and doing something to help the people because 70,000 people killed. I get that. But that was a wrong thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, he should just keep his nose out there and say, don't leave him over there now.
Exactly. He apologized. He realized, like, what did you think? Releasing that photo was a good thing? No.
Yeah. I see Michelle Bachmann's going to quit Congress now or retire or whatever. Is that because the FBI is ready to put the handcuffs on her?
No, I think it's because she saw what Sarah Palin did money-wise, and she knows, hey, I can jump back on this train and go out and speak. She's, like, heavily sought after for a lot of conservative groups to be a speaker and whatnot at a pretty big chunk of change.
I thought maybe the FBI is getting ready to hammer her. I think that's what she wants.
I don't think so. I think she slips out of it. I do. I could be wrong. But I think that's part of what, I think, Rick, that's part of what it's about. She's tired of getting hammered, but I also think it's a fact that I know this from a pretty good source, that a lot of people want her to come in and speak, and then she could be more prevalent on a kind of a speaker's circuit, and she's got lots of children and that are grown and whatnot, and she's not like she's hurting for money. Certainly, that's not it. But the fact that she could be a kingmaker after being part of the game herself is appealing, and especially if the heat is on. Think about it. I have a chance to get out before I get cuffed, as you say, and I have a chance to make some money. And she is definitely popular in a lot of areas. At the Republican convention, she was like a rock star. I mean, it was crazy. She couldn't even breathe. It was like a crush of bodies around her. It was like she was at the Cannes Film Festival, and she was, you know, Jennifer Aniston walking around. I would liken it to that. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So Joe, listening in Vermont, says, Kate, I cannot believe that this U.S. soldier is not going to get death. How is it they would cut a deal for Robert Bales and let this happen after so many innocent women and children were killed when he simply walked out twice and shot them to death? Well, the reason is because his attorney is trying desperately to not have that happen. That's all that it was about, preserving his life. And how do you avoid the death penalty? You cut a deal, and you avoid it. And that's what he did. And he's a decorated veteran, right? So you could say, well, who cares? He slaughtered those people, which he did. But the Army, this gave them a way out. They don't have to kill him. But yet, he could get parole, but I think he'll get a life sentence, most likely, because this was the worst civilian slaughter by a U.S. soldier since we go back to the 70s, well, 60s in the Vietnam War. And, you know, the mistake here was, I said it before, the fact that he was deployed again and again when they knew he had this. They knew he had PTSD. And I know that if you took every soldier and said, well, he has some shades of it, and they have some shades of it, and this person, but he had a brain injury. He had a serious brain injury. He was right there by a bomb blast, and so that's the facts, you know. And then what happened was that is ignited by another bomb blast where it was right near where he was. And there was one of his buddies had his leg blown off right before he flipped out and shot all those people. So, and does he have a memory of it? He has a patchy memory, all that kind of stuff. He understands, he's accepting the guilt, all that kind of deal. But it's done. I mean, it's done. And does he get parole? That would be the other thing. I think if he got parole, that would really infuriate a lot of people. All right, here's one from Sam I M. Hello, Kate. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been? Hopefully great. I've been following this stuff with the ricin and what's been sent to various people in political positions and the president a target and the mayor of New York. Don't these idiots realize that those letters will never reach where they're intended to go? And they'll never have a shot at killing either the mayor of New York or the president, at least in this way. It does make you curious as to who is sending them, though, however. Well, here's what's interesting is the ricin letter that was intercepted that was supposed to go to the White House, which, of course, all of it is sorted through. It was very similar to what happened to Bloomberg. It tested positive for ricin. You know, the thing about ricin is you don't need very much of it. That's why you throw it in an envelope, and that's what happens. But we definitely have an FBI that can track that down, and they are tracking it down. And they process it, like I said, off-site, and they do the same thing in New York anyway. So there's threats that are riddled throughout the letter, and the letters to Obama and to Bloomberg were similar because they were talking about something that happened with Obama and with the gun situation, and throw in Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, and they all got these letters. So this is just a roundabout second time around for the president and for the mayor. What's weird is one of them had a return address on it, and it was Louisiana. They try to throw them off the track, or are they that stupid to put a real address on it? Who knows? But I have a feeling they'll be able to track it, although it's very easy to make ricin, so almost anyone can do it. And it's these days, all you have to do is Google, and you can figure things out, and maybe they won't be able to track it right to the person if they were smart enough, but stupid and useless to me. I don't understand. You're certainly not being heard that way. Let's put it that way. Here's one from Jake who says, duh, McCain, rebels. You talked about it, Kate, just a few days ago. I can't believe that he would pose with them. What did he think? It was a Twitter moment? Because now senators and Congress people have to be like everybody else, and they tweet things while they're debating them, and here he was on a secret journey, and he is really the face of, I'm going to do what I can to help Syria. So by pushing that photo out, he thinks that he's helping them. Yeah, I don't think he's helping them. I don't think he's helping them. I guess he thought he was. But, you know, the whole idea was that McCain and being photographed that way is that, you know, he could bring attention to a guy who was implicated in a kidnapping by the Syrian rebels a year or so ago, and that he could show his support for this rebel command. One of them showed the face of Mohammed Nur, who was identified by two freed hostages as the chief spokesperson and photographer for the Northern Storm Brigade that kidnapped them. So, they're notorious kidnappers. So he crossed paths with guys who were there for kidnapping pilgrims, Shiite pilgrims, a year ago. Yeah, duh. I'm going to agree with Jake. So you get it. I said it before. You can talk to me, vent to me anytime you want. Just send me that email, americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.